You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam, and we got
Tayshawn Taylor in the building. How are you guys doing, man?
Hey, yo. I'm doing great. They're doing great. Let us know how you're doing at LFOD Radio. We got Team Scope from Hoop Hop on their way.
Boom, boom, boom.
Champs, Hoop Hop champs.
Boom, boom, boom.
If you missed the Hoop Hop recap podcast that is out now, it is on our SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/LFOD. If you missed it, I suggest you listen to it. It was hilarious
that
in many ways. The Tayshawn sound effects in it are great.
Man, that podcast was lit. That was so much fun.
Yeah, we got some drops from Tay from that are, they come about three different times in that, and they're going to be in future podcasts as well.
Oh, I hope
the
so.
The air horn is real. So, anyway, what's up with you, Tay?
I've been producing a lot, man. That's what's been going on with me. I mean, I make beats, y'all, so if you're listening, tuning in, I am Tayshawn underscore Taylor on Instagram and Tayshawn Taylor underscore on Twitter. But
I swear you're just here to promote yourself.
I'm not here to promote myself. I'm here to be part of LFOD Radio and be a co-host. But I'm just saying, you asked what was going on with me, and I'm trying to market myself like a producer because, you know, I got that fire, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I've been producing a lot as of late. My parents came back from vacation, so that's pretty cool.
Nice.
And I'm planning on going on vacation very, very soon. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just hanging out, man. I'm just trying to live my best life. I'm just trying to be out here just doing whatever, you know? I'm also trying to be in the studio, like, really, really soon, so
there's nice. That.
Yeah.
What you listening to these days?
What am I listening to? I've been listening to a lot of producers as of late, really. I've been listening to a lot of Epic the Don, DG Beats. I've been listening to just pretty much a lot of producers, Ja Funk. I've been listening to a lot of Stwo, and I've been listening to a lot of Sweater Beats. I don't know why, but for some reason, like, all I do now is just kind of, like, listen to beats and just, like, just feel out the vibe of everything. But I haven't actually listened to somebody that was, like, an artist. I just kind of, like, listen just because, like, I want to kind of engulf myself into just the producer mind for a bit and then just kind of execute however, you know.
You're soaking it up.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, that's who I listen to. Sweater Beats, Epic Beats, DG, Stwo, Lito's a really good one. Lito's a really good producer, really, really good. But yeah, those are the people that I listen to. Most of them are like based on SoundCloud, so yeah.
Shout y'all. You wanna, maybe you can make us a little playlist.
Oh no, of course.
You wanna do that? That'd be dope.
Oh no, of course.
Tay's picks.
I don't know, my picks are weird. Like, some days I'll be...
That's why we like you, man.
Some days I'll be Queen, and other days I just be Beats, and other days I just be Chill, and then other days I'll be DMX, so...
Okay.
Like, it's always like a... It's like a raffle ticket with me, you know what I'm saying?
I hear
like
that.
Sometimes you just get, like, really... Get something really soothing, and then you get something, like, really hardcore and aggressive, and... That's kind of just like my music choice, you know what I mean? But most of the stuff that I listen to as of now is just more stuff that just kind of makes me see the world in a brighter lens, you know? Like I said, like I emotionally attached myself to Queen. But
wait, the Nicki album?
No, not the Nicki album, the band.
Okay.
Yeah, like, nah, people keep saying that too. It was like, yo, you talking about the Nicki album? As in regards
the
to
the timing of you getting into Queen lined up
directly
with it.
I know, and I was just like, I mean, I was hip to Queen like when I was like little, but I didn't really appreciate Queen for what they really were because I wasn't really, I wasn't a musician at the time, and I just kind of listened to music just because everybody else was. And then when I actually became a musician, then I listened to Queen again, I was like, oh my God, like, this is crazy. This is like wild crazy.
Let us know when you have Bohemian Rhapsody memorized.
Oh my God. I'm working on that.
It'll happen.
I'm working on that. Let us know.
It'll happen.
I love that song, and I love Killer Queen so much.
It'll happen. Well, I've been bumping a lot of Kali Uchis.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we played the Tyler record and with Bootsy Collins too when that came out, but I finally sat down with the album and it keeps coming back up and listening to that. And Checked out the new Stiz today. He dropped 3 songs this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty solid. I'm trying to get into that Millie's and Static on the way home, I think.
But yeah. The track he did with Jadakiss is still like...
Yeah, it's
in
flames.
There. It's still in there. It's so dope.
Yeah, there's been a ton of music coming out, but I've been on that. I've been listening, yeah, Kali Uchi's, the Stiz joint, and like a lot of Damn Funk.
Yeah.
And I was checking out the Jamila Woods, too. That popped up because I was somewhere and someone else. My buddy just on Spotify types in piano rap, and there's a whole playlist that's just beats with piano in it,
yeah.
And that's where he gets all his music, which blew my mind. So, the piano rap playlist, but anyway, somehow
piano
ended
rap
up,
playlist.
It's literally just called piano rap, and if there's any piano in the song, it's like
that's actually. I mean, I was gonna do something like that. Actually, I was gonna do piano rap, but then I was like, it's just piano, right?
No, it's just like it's. It was so interesting talking to him because he's like, yeah, I realized I like a lot of beats that have, you know, like piano parts and, you know, those type of loops. So I just searched it and there was a playlist, and
for people that just sample that.
Yeah, it's basically just piano-based beats.
What?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I did not think that existed, but now let's make that 6 beats today.
It's just cool talking to other people and hearing where they get their music. So we're definitely going to get on the playlist game, because if it's like that. And then that Fonte. Did you listen to No News Is Good News?
Oh, no.
I went back to it. Check it out, man. Fonte is rapping. I mean, he's always been rapping, but he's still rapping.
Oh, no. He's rapping.
I wish we could play one of the records. Cause, man, he said music is... Oh, man. I can't even...
we can save that for off air.
Yeah, because it's, it's crazy. Anyway, I believe Team Scope is just about in the building, so we're going to go get them. We got this new one from Andre X, formerly known as KR. It's called Prezi. You are tuned into LFOD Radio.
Radio.
Presidential. I don't need credentials, ride the residential. Pull up in the Tesla. And that you knew that I was special. Don't you test me, catch me when I'm flexing. I accumulate with aggression. Ooh, that's mad money. $150, leave your head like it's mad money. A gang full of low lives. Bags in the low ride. Ooh, flow got the hoes like, you ain't getting nothing from me. My up tempos got me up tempo. I'm hitting heights you couldn't tap into. I'm running out of tiempo. That's Spanish for time. Gotta know your grandmas, that's Spanish for dime. Look up to the sky, see the stars are aligned. Tell me who you know is this fly. Tell me who you know is this fly. I put everything on the line. Double up everything, double up life. Everywhere I go, everybody know it's I. Drinking Prezi, riding presidential.
Presidential.
I don't need credentials, riding residential. Pull up in the Tesla. And that you knew that I was special. Don't you test me, catch me when I'm flexing.
Flex.
I accumulate with aggression. Ooh, that's mad money. $150, leave your head like it's bad bunny.
A touchdown without no interceptions. My celebrations get a bit excessive.
Yes.
You wanna find me, tell them no problemo. Hit my shimmy every time like I'm Ocho Cinco. Ooh, I've been on the move. Ooh, you think you talking to? Back to the basics, working on the form, baby. Sometimes it's not about the shot, it's about the follow through. Swish, I admit, your loving is the reason I exist. Is there any room in them jeans I'm trying to fit? Eat it like it's on a plate, serve it to me like a dish. My low tones make a soul moan. She got a fatty and it's real, call it homo. I'm hood rich,
never even had a bro bone. I'm the man in case you don't know, so I'm
drinking Prezi, riding presidential. I don't need credentials, riding residential. Pull up in the Tesla. Thought you knew that I was special. Don't you test me, catch me when I'm flexing. I accumulate with aggression. Ooh, that's mad money. Buck 50, leave your head like it's Bad Bunny.
Hey, we're back. Yo, so that was not a clean record. This is what happens when Bakari JB. Nah, I'm kidding. We got, yo, Bakari, grab that mic right here. We got Bakari JB in the building. Can you slide him that one?
Check, check.
What's good? What's good? We got Boss City.
What's the way?
And we got Tayshaun Taylor.
Yeah, I'm back.
What's happening? So, y'all are Team Scope. Well, Bakari, you weren't Team Scope, were you?
Yep.
You were?
Yup.
Can you slide over so I can see you? Come on, keep going, keep going. He can move too, you know?
Check, check. I can't hear me, but what's up? I just gotta do this. All right, there we go.
What's happening?
Perfect, man. What's good, brother?
Nothing.
Good to see you.
Everything.
Man. Yeah, man. Scope team, Scope gang. Shout out to Scope, year one and year five. You know what I mean? They back. And yeah, so, we got that chip.
Ooh.
Tell me about it.
So it was actually a very interesting day of games. For those who were in attendance for the majority of the day, I think they got a good like the games were competitive. You know what I'm saying? Like even so, the championship game ended up being Scope versus Launch Site. And Scope had like a 13-point lead at the half. So it kind of looked like one of those games. I was trying to convince the team. I'm like, yo, if we come out and score like 8 points real quick in the to begin the second half, I'm like, these dudes are all rappers. Yo, they're going to be too cool for school. You know what I mean? They're going to just come down, chuck a couple threes, game's over. But nah, they played hard, you know what I'm saying? They came out, got it down to like six. So it was a close game, you know what I'm saying? Which is just, those are always better. It's always more entertaining for people. I think the first game we played, we actually won by 1 point. We went into overtime. So we went into OT, and then in overtime, we won like in a 1 point game. So it's like that's how close like these games were. Even a rookie game was like mad close and competitive. I believe. I don't know. I don't watch the rookies.
No, damn.
Shots fired.
Shout out Team LFOD holding down the rookie game.
There we go. The youth them.
So, one question we had, who was the MVP? We know Bodega. Flip Jackson got his ankles broken. That's all we really know. But we don't know. Did you listen to last week's episode?
No, not yet.
It was wild, man.
No, I was supposed to look it up.
It's up to you. It's on soundcloud.com/LFOD.
Okay, there we go. I'll find it.
And we got Flip Jackson called in. We had Keese and Matt Whitlock in our mentions breaking down.
What's the number here?
855-915-9636.
Oh, that's awesome.
Twitter was jumping that day.
Yeah, yeah. It was Hoop Hop, yeah, made some waves for sure.
Wow.
But no, Flip came in and, you know, broke it down for us. He explained it. No, he did not hit the deck. It was hard to tell from the video.
It looked like he did.
It looked like
in person. It looked like he did.
He said
I
no.
Mean, he might not have. If sometimes you don't go all the way to the flow. But I mean, if you're gonna drop it low, then you still at the end of the day, filet. You dig? It was bad. It was rough. I thought it was Loman. And at first, I didn't really
shout out to all the white producers.
That's messed up. But at first, I did think it was Billy. And like we, since we ball with Loman, like you know me, every once in a while, he would have never heard the end of it. Flip is, you know what I'm saying, he lucky because. You know, I don't really see Flip that much. I see him at a stew, you know what I'm saying? Something like that.
He's making
that.
So beats, man.
Yeah, of course. You know what I mean? Lock himself away 5 beats a day for 3 summers.
Really, though?
I guess.
Yo, how's Loman on the court? Because he was saying he could press us.
What, that he could be you guys?
Yeah. He wanted to get some overdog LFOD 5-on-5 going. I respect Chuck's height.
Yeah, I heard Chuck got the jumper. That's what I heard. Yeah. I didn't really get to see him play last year, but
yeah,
he was like hitting threes or whatever, supposedly.
Billy, that silence says a lot, buddy.
Oh, nah. Billy's, you know, he can play. He can play.
He knows the rules to the game. Was Champ Chuck?
He knows the rules to the game.
I'm just kidding. Nah, Billy's
oh,
like,
man.
Like a hoop, man.
Wait, was Chuck playing this year?
Nah, Chuck didn't play this year. Something was going on. He didn't play.
Oh, okay.
You know who did play?
Who's that?
Archetype. Shout out to the white
really? Yeah, yeah, Archetype yeah, Arc was playing.
Arc.
I mean, that was
Arc's mobility out there.
His mobility was very limited.
I feel bad. I sound like a wicked hater here. I don't really ball at all, but.
Nah, like, yo, it's but this
I
is the
enjoy
thing.
Giving these guys a hard time.
Oh, absolutely.
Things.
Especially Arc. Arc is going to get the hardest time because that's the homie. And plus, he's like, so he came to one a couple years ago. He came to the one, like, the last one that was, like, outside at Washington Park. So he comes out there and he's like, oh, this is what this is? Because he, like, sees, like, you know what I mean, like, you know, Katz was like smoking in between games. So he's just
right.
looking at that.
No,
he's
the
like,
first one
yeah.
was very
yeah, he's
laid
like,
back.
He's like, oh, he's
yeah,
like,
we was lit.
You know what I'm saying? So he's like, oh, this is what it is. He's like, oh, Katz is sipping Coronas. He's like, oh, he's like, I'm playing next year, right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because like, I think he probably, you know, when we see basketball tournament, we don't all just jump up and be like, word, sign me up. But when you're like, okay, I'm playing with my peers. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, okay. Some cats can really hoop. A lot of y'all can't really hoop better than me. So it's like, okay, I can play in this. You know what I'm saying? This isn't like, this ain't D1 collegiate athlete. So you know what I mean? Like, you get a little more confident.
There's a lot of artists.
But then Ark was like, oh, I can't make my own team. So he didn't play year 4. But year 5, he was like, yo, he's like, sign me up. I'm going to play. So he came out, and you know what I mean? He was a good sport. And I heard, like, the word is that he, like, really had game back in the day. And, but he just... Arc is definitely out of shape. Like, you know what I'm saying? It has not put the work into, like, even, like, kind of remotely get into, like, game shape.
He's been busy winning his Boston Music Awards.
No, but absolutely. Like, he's one of the people that actually puts in mad work. So it's like, you know, you're excused from, you know, not necessarily being in hoop shape. But with that being said, he was like, yo, I've played ball like once in the last year. So when he got on a court, you know what I'm saying? Like from a mobility standpoint, like you can tell he knows the game and he knows what to do. He plays smart. Like he does everything he's supposed to do. But I want to make like a highlight reel of like, how many times he hit the deck. It was so funny. He kept like...
Really?
Yeah, not like he wasn't like falling because like people were crossing him over, but like he would just like be dribbling and then maybe like lose the ball and then like he'd just dive on it to stop it from going out of bounds and like pass it. It happened like 5 times, like, and it was just hilarious. And, like, I'm like, every time I turn around, Ark is just like rolling around on the floor.
Just
like,
ball.
I gotta get like footage of that and just make like a... Just for him. Just a little like reel of like how many times he hit the deck. That was comedy for me. Like it was like a counter. It was like that. It was like ding.
Well, that was
every
me.
Time he
when we
every
go back
time he hit the deck.
Next year we're gonna just keep a camera trained on Archetype.
Arc cam.
Yeah.
Follow this dude.
It'll be like the ESPN one.
Yeah,
the Sky Cam or whatever. And yes. We'll just follow Arc.
It was wild. I mean, I didn't actually I just kinda seen Arc. I thought that was a regular thing. To be honest, that was
that
my
he
first.
Was there?
Yeah, that he was there because like that was actually my first hoop hop.
That's like his second basketball game in probably like 7 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I
he played
it.
Once with Billy.
I'm surprised they don't have a hoop out back at the bridge. That'd be perfect.
That would be. Yeah, they probably would get shut down though.
Yeah, I mean it is.
It's already
a residential neighborhood.
Yeah, especially
somehow.
Now, like built mad apartments over there too, so it just shut everything down. It's like, yo, we can't even like do performances that much.
Really? That's, yeah, I knew they were kind of chilling out, but.
Yeah. But yeah, man, nah, Hoop Hop was it was fun, man. It's always dope. New individuals being involved and, like, you know what I'm saying, past individuals coming back. So, like, so HD, how many times have you played in the tournament?
This was my third year.
How many times you been on my team? Because I know you've been on my team.
Every year?
Yeah. Every three times. There you go. That's what's up.
So, first time we made it to the championship. Second year we lost.
Now we got the chip. Yeah, we got the chip the first time.
The first time?
Yeah,
we won. Oh, yeah. Damn mm-hmm. sure. We damn sure. Damn.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But we ain't get no trophy.
Yeah, that was before we had trophies.
That's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was. That's why I forgot we ain't get no trophy.
Yeah.
So this is real, though. Where is the trophy? Legit.
So the trophy actually was this dope boombox done by Brian Cartier. And so Scope has it.
Okay.
So they have the trophy. We actually, this year we had individual trophies for everybody because it was year five. So we're trying to do it real big. So everybody actually has an individual trophy, which I almost brought, but then I got a little lazy. So I was like, I'm good. But, you know, it, all things considered, like, the trophy is something that we've created, like, a unique, you know what I'm saying? We've created, like, a unique trophy that is something like this. We can't just buy it in stores, you know what I'm saying? So, like, the last 2 years, it's been like that. It's been one with, like, a smaller basketball and a trophy frame, so to speak. And then this one was, like, a boom box, like a Hoop Hop-based boom box with a tape inserted in it. So it's pretty unique. It's pretty dope. And what we want to do is get artists involved in actually, like, being the person to make and design the trophy. You know what I'm saying? Like, going forward. So
I like that.
Brian's done it the last 2 years. But, you know, all we're basically doing is leading by example for everything. And then, you know, like, we'll have other people step into to certain roles and do those things. And, you know what I mean? Like, we can get some funding and then we can pay people for that. Like, and stuff like that. But just the other ways to make it creative and incorporate other pieces of, you know, the art and the art community involved in it. You know what I mean?
I like that a lot. So, Boss City, we got some cleans from you now. You want to play one of these? What you feeling?
It don't matter. Whatever.
Which one? Which
my
one?
My single, I'm pushing the Diddy in the Pot.
Diddy in the Pot?
Video out now. You know what I mean?
I'm looking at the art. All right. You want to say anything? You want to just hit play?
Hey, let's rock.
Man. All right, then. Boss City HD, Diddy in a Pot. You are tuned in to LFOD Radio.
Radio.
Made the cold dance like Diddy in a pot. Made the cold dance like Diddy in a pot. Made the cold dance like Diddy in a pot. Made the cold dance like Diddy in a pot. Turn a whip up a Maybach. Hit it with the shit like take that. Made the cold dance like Diddy in a pot. Made the cold dance like Diddy in a pot. Made the cold dance like Diddy in a pot. Made the cold dance like Diddy in a pot. Turn a whip up a Maybach. Hit it with the shit like take that. This car here won't slow up. Driving no hands while I roll up. So gave me the no hold up. Sound like cooking with them bipolar. Go kids about my money, I'm a donut. If it ain't money, I don't people phone up. No, flexing, waiting to dating. Try to fuck first night, no dating. And I ain't with the money like HM. No. Do it for my nuke in the grave in. My nuke that's sitting in the state pen. Kill yourself if you ever made a statement. See, over here, it's no chitter chatter. What's over there don't really matter. Unless you're talking to nigga that owe me money, then we getting at him. Got big guns to go ratty tatter. Right wrist and it whip the batter. Trying to get me a knot and they love when it's dropped. So I make the cold dance like Diddy in the pot. Make the cold dance like Diddy in the pot. Make the cold dance like Diddy in the pot. Make the cold dance like Diddy in the pot. Make the cold dance like Diddy in the pot. Whip up a Maybach, hit it with the shit like take that. Make the cold dance like Diddy in a pot. Make the cold dance like Diddy in a pot. Make the cold dance like Diddy in a pot. Make the cold dance like Diddy in a pot. Turn a whip up a Maybach, hit it with the shit like take that. So I came from the corner, if you blink, you are gonna got quick, get back. Ain't waiting on karma, gotta get to the money, gotta help out mama, gotta stack them commas, gotta drink for drama, got a rubber grip warmer to protect my armor. Got 2 2-3s that shoot 2 3s. See enemies, we swarm like bees, we slide and ride like cocoa geese. Big girls, they all over me, love me, Professor Ogilvy. So unique and such a freak, gotta pay me right like I'm Monique. My chocolate thing, my Reese's PC, ride me like I ride the beat for beat. From my meet and greet, love
Fonto leaves and backwards streets. Oh yeah, I love my THC. Gotta play the game like TNT. Moving smarter, grinding harder than the thing that break my weed. Double every time I read the double tree with double D's. Love women like I like my weed. That's big buddy, no seeds. Make the cold dance like Diddy in the pot. Make the cold dance like Diddy in the pot. Make the cold dance like Diddy in the pot. Make the cold dance like Diddy in the pot. Tryna whip up a Maybach, Maybach. Hit it with the shit like tick that, tick that. Make the cold dance like Diddy in the pot. Make the cold dance like Diddy in the pot. Make the cold dance like Diddy in the pot. Make the cold dance like Diddy in the pot. Tryna whip up a Maybach, Maybach. Hit it with the shit like tick that, tick that.
All right, we're back. LFOD Radio, brand new Boss City HD. What's ooh, happening, man?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh.
How long has that one been out?
I dropped it July 1st, July 2nd, my birthday. We're going to start the promo and everything. I'm a little late because, you know, I'm a dad, part-time dad. So
yeah,
literally, like, the day I dropped it, my kids came from Virginia, so put everything kind of to a halt, you know what I mean? But
you gotta
gone now, so it's time to roll.
Rap mode.
It's time to roll.
Yeah.
So I appreciate the opportunity to come up here, meet you.
Absolutely.
Thank my dog, Bakari, you know, be holding me down. You know, I'm like, you know, it's like, it's clicky, and, you know, Boston with the hip-hop scene is different. It's not, it's clicky. It's I don't know why it's like that. It's like, we all grew up together, but then it's clicky. It's like, it's the hood, and then it's Cambridge hip-hop, and then it's what's the hip-hop, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like, it's not, even though we all know each other, we all rock with each other, you know what I mean? And it extends to different things, such as radio and now events and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So that's why I always shout out Bakari, because he pulled me in every time the hoop hop would be like, yo,
he really connects the dots.
Yeah, word. That's why I respect that. You know what I mean? I got to. Shout out Mark Merrin too, my dog.
Word.
Yep. You know what I mean? Friday night. Authentic.
Yeah, man.
Shout out the whole Authentic. You know what I mean? That's family, though. You know what I mean? Word. A lot of people don't know. That's literally family.
Right.
Like, I was in a group. Like, we ain't going to talk about that. That's family. I watched.
Yeah.
Like, literally. Like, like straight up. Like, I'm mentor, you know what I mean? Mark know what it is. Like, that's my dog. Like, we was in a group called LSD back in the day. So, we was tearing shit up. Like, we was a little grizz group. I mean, I'm sorry about the swear.
You're good,
But we was doing our thing. Like, we was doing our thing. So, we Marky Mark, like, everybody who was popping. Like, Clinton Sparks was in our joint, you know what I mean? Like, he was open, like, you know what I mean? So, who else? Acrobatic. Everybody, you know what I mean? So, we was doing our thing. And then we just became teenagers after that. You know, I had bills. I actually fathered a child. At 15, so did another Mark's cousin, Jamil, actually had the first baby in our group.
Okay.
We was 15, 14, with kids on the way. Signed to a record deal that we can't even, we doing shows, special guests, we can't even, and they got a $1,500, $1,000 cash giveaway. We going to the show, we ain't getting paid, and there's a cash giveaway. So I used to be arguing, like, why are we in the show?
Yeah.
Because we was getting paid.
Right.
We just didn't get no bread.
Yep.
So we was doing shows, Jersey. We missing school. Like, Mark had, he had to kind of, like, his parents, because Mark was in a good school. Mark was smart. Me also. I went to Boston Latin as well, and Jamil did as well. Jamil got kept back, and he left. And I stuck it out. I got kept back, and I stayed in, because we were doing so many shows.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I'm telling you, bro. Like, and my workload at that school was...
Yeah, Boston Latin's crazy.
Our workload was crazy.
Yeah.
So we behind, you know what I mean? So that's why I kind of felt bad. I had a salty taste with this rap guy, you know? It was like, it's salty, but then, you know what I mean? I was like, man, I'm still...
Yeah.
You know, I still flip, you know what I mean? It's still what I do, you know what I mean? Like, so... At the end of the day, I'm mad, but I'm not sore about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a lesson learned. You know what I mean? But that's family, like.
That's what's
like
up.
Like, for real family. You know what I mean?
Shout out the mayor.
Yeah, that's my dog.
Mac,
you know what I
mean?
I love how he continues doing his thing, transit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People don't even know that. Man, we had group women pulling us off the stage, bro.
15.
We were signing autographs, bro.
That's wild.
No, I'm serious.
No, I believe.
Like, I'm riding the bus. I'm on the 15.
Yo,
yeah.
This is not crazy.
Like, yo, and they, like, dog, you know, I'm a I'm not playing with you. That's, you feel me? I'm not playing with you. Listen, let's go.
Yeah.
And that's, dog, it was lovely. I'm telling you, like, and it's crazy that I know it's possible.
Yeah.
Well, man, I've seen it. I've done it. So let me try to do it again.
That's what's up, man.
You know what I mean? But now I'm seeing it's like, whoa, it's a little different. it's a mad clicky.
It's a lot different.
Like, you see all the names I was mentioning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a kid from the hood.
Yeah.
The hood. Mm-hmm. The project. Bang, bang, all that. I'm messing with Clinton, Acrobatic,
yeah.
New Kids on the yeah. Block, Marky Mark. When they did the Boston Fresh, we did that. We doing fire prevention videos, dog, sending them to school.
Yeah.
And different schools. We just sitting rolling down slides with helmets on and firefighters, stuff like, hey, fire come through. I'm doing all that.
Damn.
Not getting paid.
Yeah.
I'm
that they, part is still the same.
They picking me
today.
Up.
Yeah, right. Facts. It really
no,
is.
This part's same too. Now check it, cause it's crazy. I be seeing every time I see it, right? Remember when Justin Bieber first came out
yeah.
and they was like, yo, he got a swagger coach and all that. So I'm like, a swagger coach? What is that? He be like, yeah, he goes around, but he go around black people and they teach him how to dance, teach him how to his mannerisms. I was doing that. Didn't even know. I'm going out to Hollis, it was some crazy. I know these dudes had bread. It was a pool, video games, food, big mirror. They just turn the music on and we just have fun. And
yeah.
what I'm doing is being me. I'm dancing, rapping, doing all the stuff that I do.
Yeah.
Not knowing what I'm there for to do.
They're just watching you. Mm. Yeah.
Not understanding, because this is what I did for my group. I was always the architect putting stuff. To, oh, nah, we should do this. Let's do this. Take our shirt off. This is what I liked to do when I was this is what I liked to do when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I still got that in me, baby. But you can't right now. You can't do all that stuff. Plus the social media. I can't. This is too much. You kind of need that team. Kind of now. It's
you
not
do.
The same as. The difference, but you could just do it. Your talent show back then, like it was just go through your talent, perform on the sidewalk. So, like a lot of stuff, I know I got played. You know what I'm saying? My manager actually reached out on Facebook when I dropped the Diddy in the Pot.
Yeah,
I did the Facebook. It went to like 10,000 on the Facebook.
Okay,
like it did its thing.
Nice, you know,
but that's when I'm on. I'm not on anything else. So now he reached out, like, oh yeah, he's good. I'm like, you do, you know, I don't wanna.
Yeah.
Because it's over. And if I go into my the rest of my life holding that grudge,
yeah,
it's not doing nothing for me. You know what I mean? So I got to move forward, move past that. But like I said, shout out Mark. That's the story. He know what it is. He come up here, tell you what it is. Like, you know what I mean? Shout out to Pops, Vanessa, everybody. You know what I mean?
That's dope. That's a gem. That's why like, we do this, so we get those stories that no one knows, that don't get told, you know?
I got mad stories about Mimps.
Yeah.
My dude, like, the people that's popping now.
Yeah.
They was, you know what I mean? They know, but see, I'm so, like right now is the only time that I'm talking because I just think it's the right time to talk about.
Right.
It. I'm not going to be around dudes like, oh, doing all that. That's clout. Like, nah, I'm going to say the story, what it is for my business because it's the people can hear. I'm not going to be talking to him like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not do that. You know what I mean? But we're going to speak the facts when it's on the air. But a lot of these dudes is popping now. I'm glad they kept on with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. I'm glad they kept on with it. But when it comes to this rap, y'all know me and I know y'all. They respect me. I respect them. You know what I mean? So
yep.
I think it's easier for me to come in the game again because I know a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I can still do my thing. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody doing their thing. But I'm coming, man. Let's let everybody know. Mess with me, man. You know what I mean? Let's do it. No grudges, all that bull crap. Don't bring that to me, man. I'm for everything, man. You know what I mean? I'm not for the bull crap, though.
Let's go.
You know
I appreciate you calling it bull crap.
There's a lot of it, man. It's bull crap, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I can't wait. We're getting a camera next week, and I can't wait till we get it, because this story is like three times when they can see you.
Yeah, let me come back.
I can't wait.
When I put, because me and my little bro just dropped this push and pull joint.
Okay.
When you was playing, I just did the video for that, but I'm really pushing the Diddy in the pot. I'm going to do my little tour. Shout out Chris Davis. I'm going to get up with him later on tonight.
Word.
Solidify some
stuff. That's Capital Front, right?
Yeah.
Shout out them. GIs has been in here a few times.
Push,
so.
Like, you see, like, that's what it is. It's like, it's a lot of people from the hood. It's like, that's what I'm saying. It's different, man. Like, campus ain't never heard me. I've been out in Fall River. I done Taunton. I'm out there. Like, nobody never heard of me in around here.
Yeah. I know you because of Hoop Hop, probably.
That's what I'm saying, and that's what is so. That's why I shout him out, because now I have a kind of like an outlet to get, you know, oh, he's cool.
Yeah.
He's not with the rah-rah. Right. You know what I mean? Because people with the hood, you do get with the rah. They don't have the understanding. They don't know how to build. You don't know how to create friends. You're just standing in the corner. You don't want to talk to nobody. The vibe is just off. You don't want that vibe in the room.
Yeah.
Right. You feel me? Like, I don't want that vibe in the room where I'm scared and, like, something happened. Not even like I'm not scared, but I'm just on point.
I know what you mean. You're tense.
You know what I mean? Now I'm like, all right, they in here. All right, yo, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Let's go, hey, yo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, that's why it's different. And it should kind of be like that, because it is what it is. That's why I said I shout him out, because he pulls me, you know, basically like, yo, nah, he a cool dude.
Yeah.
So this is a part of the conversation we were having downstairs. Basically, we were talking about before, like, Tay came down and caught us, like, in the midst of it, and we were kind of talking about, like, you know, the scene as we know it. We could use some, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, just the infrastructure. Like, even if it's not big everywhere else, at least if we had LFOD, Overdog, you know what I'm saying? Whoever else is, like, throwing events and shows and stuff like that, and there's a circuit even amongst itself that's strong.
Yeah.
Then it's like, at least there, all right, you know that there's a wave of, yo, you can come in, get, you know what I mean, talk about your records, get your records played, get on the circuit, do a few shows, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, we're going to branch out and go to Worcester, Springfield, Holyoke, wherever you got to go, Rhode Island, elsewhere, tour as far as you can, but even if there was stuff
to Rhode Island.
Well, no, I mean, just like, I'm just saying, like,
I know
outside of Mass, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, neighboring states, and then further Europe. States, and then different countries, and so on and so forth. Like, that's the goal. But again, like, creating an infrastructure is something that it actually takes the people that have different platforms to care enough to want to do that with the other platforms in general.
Yeah.
So for me, that's why, like, creating something like Hoop Hop was like, yo, you know what? Here's a, yo, guard down. We can all come through and be involved. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's for you, LFOD. That's for HD as an artist. That's for Bakari as an artist. That's for Brian as a visual mind. As, you know what I'm saying? Like, how can we get different people to tap in? We got multiple DJs that day. It's at the YMCA. It's in the hood, but everybody's welcome to be there. Like, it's that vibe that basically says, yo, hey, this is all for us. And yo, we could actually put our art to the side real quick and just have fun with one another, and then build, because HD gonna end up on a team with somebody who is not from where he's from, that is an artist from Cambridge that does do something different, that now when he sees him, or when he sees his name
now
on a bill or the flyer, like,
now
yo,
I
it's
go check him,
right,
you know what I mean? And like, that's what I'm like, because I never would have shout of like, yo,
and that's how you get on LFOD. Like, it's like, yo,
I will put, say this on
there's
the
other
end.
You can also send clean records to submissions at lfodradio.com. You do not have to go directly.
That's
to
what I was
going
to say. I was
going
to talk to him before we even came up there, but he came down and got us. We need to put out the mixtape, the Hoop Hop mixtape, with all the singles. You know what I mean?
We've been playing the record. Are you on the mixtape?
He's not on.
I'm not on the mixtape.
Oh, okay.
But see, that's what I ain't been on the mix, so I don't even know about the mixtape. We're gonna talk about that after the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but see. No, we I wasn't ready. I didn't drop the Diddy,
we had a session, and we had two sessions, and we just, it was an open invite to people, and people just came through, and we collabed on records.
That's
so it wasn't
dope.
It wasn't like a, yo, submit a record and we'll put it on the tape.
All our vibes.
It was just like, yeah, like everybody actually came together. So that's different. I honestly think that takes a lot to do. And you know that, Sam, because you did 24 and 24, which was probably honestly even more difficult.
Oh, yeah.
But, crazier. That's a way crazier concept.
It was easier and harder at the same time.
True. But all things considered, getting people to come together and create the records was kind of the goal, because I actually wanted them to build like that. But that takes so much that I don't think I'm doing, I feel like you with 24 and 24. Like, everybody's like, yo, next year. I'm like, yo, I'm not doing that next year. Like, that's not work. But something we could do is, you know, I don't know, Hoop Hop could, in essence, create a SoundCloud or something like that and legit be like, yo, send X records. You know what I'm saying? And then do like the Almighty kind of vibe, where it's like, yo, if everybody sent a record in that they wanted, then we put out a tape that was like, yo, these are the favorite records. We could do something like that, or we can just do it through LFOD. It doesn't really matter.
We'll
like,
we
can
that's
do
what I was saying.
I think that's dope about
quarter,
both.
Like, like, because there's so many of us.
Mm-hmm.
You're dropping each quarter, Hoop Hop 1, Hoop Hop 4.
Seriously,
Hoop
Hop, there's so many people.
And it gives it gives the artist incentive to stay active, and too. And like, he had a new record on each one. Yeah.
Right.
It also forces you to, you know, more or less be more social, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with like 24 and 24 and Hoop Hop. Like, I guess, like, in regards to both, like, it just kind of forced me to be social, because I remember when Sam was like...
right on the button.
I remember when Sam hit me up, and I was like, oh, man, I need a producer. And then, like, immediately, like, I just got everybody. And then in regards to that, it's just, like, when you more or less just go around to these events and you kind of have your guard down, whether it's, like, you being in 24 and 24 mm-hmm. or just going to Hoop Hop, it just forces you to be out there and just, like, talk to people, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you'll run into people and they'll probably think a lot more about you than you would have initially thought. Mm. Especially if you go to these events, that's when you'll actually know, because you're being put in that environment. So you'll know exactly what people think of you. You'll know exactly what people will say or do your name. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know. It's just like when you just go to these events and they hear your name on the internet, or they hear your name, they see a video or a picture of you doing something. It's like you just go out and then people just start mentioning it. It's like, oh yeah, you were that person from this, you know?
Right.
So, shout out Trevor Holmes too, because it's funny you said, because I didn't even see Trevor. You know, Trevor's a big dude. Like, I've never met this dude in my life.
He's taller than me.
See, through the internet, I dropped
he's taller than me, though.
Like, oh, that record's dope. I'm like, word, good looking. We follow each other.
Yeah.
So I walked, I'm running late. I'm late. Yeah. I'm trying to get my sneakers and run in, and my shorty with me, she like, oh, somebody just said, what's up, boss? And I'm like, who? Like, this big dude. I look, I'm like, oh, that's the dude. Trevor Holmes, my fault, my dude. My fault, no disrespect.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I see you running. So like you said, I didn't even know he recognized who I was. You know what I mean? We just had...
That's dope that he did that, because there's a lot of people who do recognize people, and it's like a game of pretending that you don't.
It's like on the fence about it.
Clout game.
Shout out Sandro Castro.
Yeah.
Because... he did that. I'm walking out, and I look right up. I'm like, about to say what up, and he did that. So I'm like, you know what? H don't even be, because you know what I mean? So you hit it on the button, man. I know he probably, because he be wearing them sunglasses and stuff.
Yeah.
So he might not even know who I was, and I got all this facial hair on my face.
Yeah.
But, see, that's what it was, and it had me on edge, like, should I go? Because...
Nah, Sandro the man stand up. That, yeah, he's one of the most stand up. Yeah, no, of course. Absolutely,
and that's why I said I had it up.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Trevor broke me down.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, oh, so I'm like, all right, word, okay, but no.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, so it broke, see, and you hit it on the bus. So when you said that, I'm like, yo, this is real. And I don't think he even know he was doing this. I think he just did this on accident.
No, I mean, like halfway, but like when it first started, it was just meant to be something fun. But then, upon like actually formulating the idea, you know what I'm saying? Like, because when you first said, like, yo, artists playing against each other, yada yada yada, like real P&M, they thought it was gonna be like 3-on-3s, like cool, like real just casual at the park. And I was like, nah, we're gonna do like real games, real refs, DJs, like, yo, let's make it real fun, right? Mm-hmm. And so this year, as you can see, we had shout out to Toss, who I met at LFOD through you. That's how I met Toss. Toss was running the, like, we had red carpet, you know what I'm saying? And she was doing interviews for us. And I'm like, dog, like, and she was like a last minute, like, yo, can you hold us down? Like, the person that we had is not going to be able to do it. And she was just like, yeah. So I'm like,
shout out Toss.
Big shout out to Toss. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but she's running like a red carpet so that the vibe can be way more like, yo, all-star vibe, all-star weekend for us, and then we can pop in and do interviews. I don't know, I don't know if you got a chance to do...
I didn't do the interview.
Do an interview with her, but, like, yo, like, for me, that's, like, that's the vibe that I want it to be, where it's, like, yo, you walk in the building, you're not playing or nothing, you just spectating, but, like, yo, she gonna see you, recognize you, and be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Or whomever it is, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's the acrobatic can walk in the building and be like, yo, damn, I'm only gonna be here for 15 minutes. But, like, yo, you might do a 2-minute interview, say what you got going on. You know, you could tell our announcer, like, yo, I got this other event going on, da 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 da. I've collabed with Dutch in terms of stuff like that, where she's like, yo, I got this thing going on where we're gonna benefit schools in Haiti. Like, yo, collab with me, we'll pass out some flyers at Hoop Hop, stuff like that. It's like, this is all for us, and that's the point. It's like, let's build this infrastructure, like, you know what I mean, like, from the ground up, because that's how other places are doing it, and we don't really have much of a choice.
We're building it. It is being built.
Mm-hmm. Dutch actually gave me like the best piece of advice while we was at Hoop Hop.
What was that?
She told me to get a mic. Like an actual, like a, like she
get
she
your showed, own mic.
Yeah. She said get your own mic. Like she showed me hers, and she was like, yeah, like just get that, and literally just like as soon as you get it, just go crazy with it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if you wanna, if you, like I don't know. She didn't actually say this, but she was like, yo, some people just stream video games and do things like that. Some people stream, some people just rap, and some people do demos and things like that. And I was like, yo, I've never actually done a demo like ever in my life. It's always been like I just sit on it for a little bit and then I go straight to the studio with it as soon as I feel confident about it. But I've never done like an actual demo track.
Yeah.
And legit, she was
get
like,
get that
yo,
58, man. And
she was like,
can,
yeah, she was like, that's the dopest. Like,
bring it to shows because venues don't always have working mics.
She means like a studio mic, like a one that you got like a stand on. You know what I mean? Like not like an actual like performance mic.
You can put a stand on anything. Oh, but she means like get a studio one?
Okay. Yeah, like a studio mic. You know what I mean? So like something that like you can just kind of like put like a stand on or something like that. You know what I mean?
You practice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, you can get, I'm probably just going to end up getting both just for like, you know, performance purposes, but mm-hmm. like either way, I just feel like I never thought about doing that until then. And like even so, it's like when you just kind of run into people, especially like people you look up to, like they'll give you the best pieces of advice.
Right.
Sometimes they'll just tell you to do some wild stuff and then you'll just be like, "You know what? That makes perfect sense. I'm going to try it." But in that case, that wasn't wild. It was very on point. It was very like, it was obvious. You know what I'm saying? It was like literally obvious. But like I said, like some people, like not everybody's gonna be Dutch. Not everybody's gonna be Joseph. Not everybody's gonna be Bakari. Some people are gonna try to play the mystery game with you, where it's like they're gonna throw riddles at you. You know what I mean? So it's like that's kind of where it comes down to. You know what I'm saying? We got characters.
With that being said, let's get in this one more Boss City record.
Why not?
And then we'll come back, wrap it up. Shout out to, dude, and you also took advantage of this to the fullest.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I'm not playing. I'm trying to push the single. I think my record's high. So
that's
I'm
what I was going to ask. I'm actually glad. Like, who else was on your team?
I'm looking at this Slim Pickens team right now.
Who else was on this Scope team? We got to shout out the rest of the champs.
Like, they ain't choose to be here, then they don't need to get the shots.
Well, it's a Boss City episode.
I'm hating.
No, shout them out.
I'm hating. No,
they're winners.
So Norm L.
Shout out Norm.
You know what I mean? Black Fist Gang all day. He already know. Who else was on here? Bodega. I don't know what's up with Bodega. He was supposed to be coming, but he ain't here.
Don't air him out, man. Don't
I'm airing everybody out. Ace.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So AG, he was on the team. So Bodega and Ace, they both like really hooped, and so like Bodega got the MVP.
Mm-hmm. Ace the Truth or a different Ace?
Ace the Youngin.
Ace the Youngin. Yeah. Who is now AG? He's changed his name seven times.
Oh, I know Ace. I met him through he's Frank's boy, Frizz Will introduced me.
Oh yeah,
to him
way he is. And I've been trying to get cool Frizz to hoop, but Frizz, you know,
that's a relationship ball. I started through Hoop Hop.
Word.
Dope. First year.
Yeah,
like me and him, but that's my doc, because we was going hard. Yeah, we didn't have Bodega the first year.
Nah, true. Exactly.
I was going hard.
Yeah, he was going hard. Like, that's what we need. Joseph James is on our team, too. Yo Soy.
Yeah.
Ace the Truth was on the team.
Oh, yeah, he actually was. And he went to the Fall River thing.
Yeah, he had another.
Because I had the show out there, then I came, and that's why I came late. I was early.
Okay.
But Lionel, shout out to the Lions and all that. Mm-hmm. You know what they do.
Yeah. What is it?
Still L.
Still L.
Shout out Still L.
So Ace was on the team, but he couldn't make it. So then we swapped him for KR.
Okay.
So that's how we ended up with KR, who is Andre X now. So, you know what I mean? We got some name changes or whatever. Shout out to him because he engineered the whole Hoop Hop mixtape.
Yeah, we kicked this off with his new record too, Prezi.
Oh, okay, dope. Yeah, he sent some records because he said he wasn't gonna make it. So real quick, K Watts was on the team, but she didn't make it. Darius Haywood was on the team, he didn't make it. So we had a couple absentees, but big up to Skip Grizzly and Norm. You know what I'm saying? Those two were on the team as well, and they won.
Shout out Scope.
Scope.
2 years, two out of five. Scope.
2 out of 5.
Building the dynasty. So this is. Well, it's a different team every year, right? But
yeah, we was laced first year.
Were we? Yeah. I was Cultures, I think. It was like it was mixed.
Shout out Cultures and Rest in Peace one time.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, yeah. I mean they are no more.
So. Yeah, I love Cultures, man.
Yeah, they was real ones.
Maya and Eddie, all them. I see my dude all the time, Aztec.
Yeah.
Been running to him a lot lately, which is always good because he's in good spots.
He's doing shows.
You know? I'm actually really sad that they closed because I always promise, like, yo, like, once I start buying myself clothes, I'm going to start going there and just, like, rocking all their apparel. And then as soon as as soon as I got money, they closed down.
Yeah. Oh, man. I still have a few pieces I put away.
I was like, wow. I was really tight. But, yeah, like.
Cultures. Hey,
we love y'all, man.
That was the spot for real.
For real.
We're gonna play it. Hit it with the soda.
Spin it.
We'll be back after this with more Boss City, Bakari, JB, yeah. Tayshaun, Scope, Gang, LFOD Radio.
Yo, there. No, I didn't be.
Hit it with the soda. I swear your boy just vibe. Trying to touch that miller. Swearing you get by when he touch that script. Keep quiet, you ain't that new. If you touch my lips, then you know it's that killer. Know you're dancing with the devil when you're dealing with the dealer. Diamonds dancing in my bezel and I'm dealing with them thieves. Only deal with dope dealers. You ain't dealing, she'll leave. I got a new Robert Paul just to pay back Peter. Old fiend used to smoke crack out of 2 liters. My new play like to make lines with his black bees. I make time for the right one, but still ain't me to sent your air AC, a nuke. Still got the heat. I know it's real in the field when you meet it, then you beat it. Know the hate get deep when you blow it, get deep. A white girl got a pop and can't leave her. I need her to this rap shoot. Pop it till then, I can't cheat her. Way back then, she gave me the cold shoulder. Now I see her walking, I don't even pull over. New money feel good, my old money getting older. Since I found the recipe and had to hit it with the soda. Hit it with the soda, hit it with the soda, hit it with the soda. Hit it with the soda, hit it with the soda, hit it with the soda.
We are back on Live Free or Die Radio. That was another one from Boss City HD. We got a couple minutes. We're going to get out of here. Yo, thank you for coming through, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man.
And thank you for doing Hoop Hop. Thanks for, you know, carrying Bakari to victory like that.
Now you can actually ball a little bit, which bothers me.
Cause like
I can put on the illusion that I could hoop.
Okay.
Like I can make it look good enough for the cameras that I don't look trash. But if people really knew, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd be in trouble. But let me say this real quick since I probably got about 60 seconds.
You have exactly that.
All right, perfect. Because I was about to say this to Boss right on, like right before we got back on air. Like, because I forgot to say it. What I knew about hoop hop when connecting individuals through putting them on teams and so on and so forth, I just think there's so much that everybody can learn from one another. Like, from what he was talking about from when he got into the game at 15, you know what I'm saying? And like, or younger rather,
yeah,
and was
12.
And like, and really being out here and doing shows and people swagger jacking your style or not getting paid and so on and so forth. A lot of these things have not changed at all. And there's so much that he could teach an artist that might be 18 and in this tournament that's like, yo, okay, cool, I connected with this cat. Like, yo, he could give that cat some game, you know what I'm saying? Also, some of us, we're older than the generation that, you know what I'm saying, things have changed now that, like, yo, from a social media standpoint or whatever, or how things have changed, a young cat might hit you to some game and might be like, yo, fam, have you ever thought of da-da-da-da-da? And we might be, you know, I'm 32, like, yo, this stuff that just was way different 15 years ago, like, when I was rapping. It's like, they can give me some game and give me some information on stuff as well. So, like, there's a lot of exchange that can happen and a lot of value that comes along with being a part of the tournament and just being a part of the intergenerational artist movement that exists here.
Absolutely. Definitely build, definitely connect. Yo, we got to get out of here. If you've been tuned in and you want to know how to get in touch with us, submissions@lfodradio.com. This one is, please send clean records. This one is going to be live on our SoundCloud this week, soundcloud.com/LFOD. You can hear other episodes on iTunes, Stitcher, LFOD Radio, LFOD Radio.